are more risky than others.
Right.
You know, I mean, Frontier, started Denver back in 2018. They did that on their own. That market went well. They did, this year they did Denver and they expanded the amount of Denver service that they flew this year. And then they added Chicago and Dallas and all of that was under their own risk. Well, the next airline that may want to do this or that or whatever city, and the reason for putting this together is I believe there is opportunity for other airlines or even Frontier to do other markets and try to test those out and make them work. But we compete with communities all across the country for this service, for that airplane. These resources are very valuable to those airlines. They're investing $5 million, $7 million a route when they do a route, you know, and they're asking the community for a small, relatively small amount of money to help mitigate that startup risk of that specific business venture. And that's what these are. So when another community puts that on the table or puts big marketing incentive dollars in Branson sitting here saying, hey, we'd like you to fly Atlanta or we'd like you to fly this or that, and we give them the economic case, we give them all of those things, and we have no incentives, we lose. And that's because other communities are offering those same types of incentives. All this program does is give us an incentive program that's similar to other places to help give us a fighting chance to get that service in place.
Sonar City was brought up. Are they a member of that? You may not be able to say.
They are.
Okay. So they're a member of the...
Yeah, they are.
Hollister's a member. Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, Hollister, City of Hollister.
The TDD, the public sector partners, are the TCD, City of Hollister, and hopefully the county. There are, and I should say that as far as who the private sector partners are, I really shouldn't say the names of specific entities. But the total fund amount is obviously available. It's in the contract. And there's about 20 private sector partners. And, you know, they're the largest businesses in Taney County.
Of course, you know, one of those partners, the county, also has that. That's coming out GCR, too. The county also pays $50,000, you know, to the one partner that's in it. But, again, they're in a tier down the line. Taney County is...
That's not really the case. There's a member that... Okay. On that board that put in money for that amount at the executive level, the top level, to cover that. So, I mean, we can talk about that, but
no, it just all goes back to, does Taney County have the funds?
And here's my question: could it be seen that is a form of advertisement? Is it a form of advertising to bring air service in and to get more people in to spend money? Is that an accurate correlation?
I mean, you know, there's lots of ancillary benefits when we bring service in.
Is that an accurate correlation or not? What do you think?
I mean,
I don't believe the auditor would approve us having a budget line for advertising.
Well, okay, you're spending money in the hopes it'll attract business. It's an economic development, so it has nothing to do with... Is that not a form of expenditure to attract new business to the area?
We have it in the budget line under economic development.
Mr. Schofield, I'm going to ask you, do you believe that it is a form of expenditure to attract, or even Ms. Neely or Mr. Pennell's here, do you guys think that this is a form of an expenditure, a simple yes or no, to where it'll attract more business to the area?
The $280,000 you're talking about?
No. I am talking about risk mitigation in general. The point of the fund is to spend money. It's an expenditure in order to attract more business to come here. The whole goal in this is to bring more visitors here. Is that an inaccurate statement?
I don't believe it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I just...
You want to come up to the mic?
I'm just asking, is that an accurate statement that it could be seen as an expenditure to attract more people? Here's what I'm trying to get at. It was brought up Silver City. In private conversations that I've had from a long time ago with owners of that company, he has said the last thing you ever want to do is not spend money on advertising. If you're broke and you're losing all your business, you still advertise. Now, does it correlate to this? I don't know. That's my question to you guys.
It does, because it's...
If, I was a small business guy. I did a little dab of advertising. I understand a small amount of that. But if you don't have the funds, you don't, I wouldn't think most businesses would go out. I'm trying to answer your question, Brandon. I don't think most business, if they don't have the funds to advertise, they would go borrow money to do that. Advertising works. Everybody wants the airport. It's a wonderful thing. But if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And the one thing that troubles me as we sit here is we're 10 years, 12 years, and our airport hadn't made money yet.
That doesn't cost the county anything.
But you made the comment, but you're asking the county to help it work.
We're not asking the county for anything as far as operating the airport goes. We're not asking for a dime from there. We're not asking for the county to use its maintenance staff or road and bridge or anything to support the airport in any way. We're not asking for any of that. We're asking for the county to put up this $215,000. So if a deal is made with an airline to actually bring service, so in that term, it's better than advertising. You only spend it if you know you're getting the passengers. That's the only time you spend it. So if you spend that money, and it's not even 100% that you'll spend it, it's only if that airline isn't making money on that route. So
I'm going to correct that. You said you only spend it if you know you're getting the passengers. We're going to only spend it if we don't get the passengers and if the airline doesn't make money.
But they're going to operate the route. You're going to get some passengers, and you're for sure. Now, whether or not you get enough for the airline for that route to make money, that's the purpose of the money. But you're going to get some amount of passengers. I mean, and then those passengers are going to spend money in Taney County. That's the whole point. And you get a lot of other ancillary benefits from these routes. It's proven. We've done the research. We've provided it to you. We've provided it to the city of Branson when we did the research for them. When you have a route from Chicago, for example, you get additional passengers. It's on the FIDS boards in O'Hare. What's that worth? More people know about the route. Some fly, more drive. We know that when there's a nonstop from a city, the amount of visitors from that city increase significantly more than just the passengers coming by air. All of those passengers generate money in the county. It's that simple.
Jeff, are you saying that if the county doesn't put up the $215,000, then it won't go? The whole thing will not go?
Yes. It will. The whole deal will fall apart.
Because we're up front.
Correct.
We're on the front line.
Yes, because everybody else put their money in based on the county being in the tier one position. So, and that's been the deal since 2014. So if the county backs out now, more than likely this deal will fall apart.
Could you explain someone the tier one and it's the city of Branson?
We're up front. No.
City of Branson involved.
The city of Branson, their funding is still, I'm assuming.
Well, the city of Branson's a separate deal. That's the
it's nothing to do with it.
They pay an amount of money in per the number of visitors. They're not in this deal because they already have a deal where they're involved. So the county is in that tier one position, and then we have a total fund amount in the fund, and that money is for the sole purpose of helping mitigate the risk to an airline that would start new service to the county.
I want to touch on something that Chuck said. He asked you in the 10 to 12 years that the airport's not made any money.
That's what he said this morning. I understood him.
Right, but I guess, but that does not equate to the county and the community not benefiting.
Right. We haven't made any money as a private business, but the county has made a lot of money off the airport.
Hold on. And I could be wrong on this, but my understanding is Legends of Golf, the PGA, Tiger Woods being here, those types of things would not even begin to be they wouldn't even begin to happen.
The amount of private jets coming into
the amount of private jets, those things just wouldn't happen. So the economic benefit of the airport in general is, do you want?
Oh, I was just reminding Chuck that the private airlines used to go into the other airline prior to the Branson.
You're talking about the Seattle airport?
The Seattle airport
cannot handle Tiger Woods jet.
Yeah, they can't handle Frontier. They can't land an Airbus A320
and take off and land. I understand that.
They can't handle a G5.
That's what I was saying.
They can't handle a G5. Those airplanes can't land there.
They don't understand what those numbers are.
I know.
And I didn't understand.
No clue.
I didn't understand what those numbers were either. So that's not a dig.
Thank you.
That's just saying that's
no clue. I mean, that's you. I mean, the airplanes that can land.
Let's let Tempers.
Chuck's question.
You're passionate about it. I understand that.
Yeah.
I guess my statement is the airport, there are so many unseen benefits that you can't put a number to. But that's not what we're here to discuss. We're not here to discuss the success. What we're here to discuss is this a good deal to bring visitors to Taney County? And in my opinion, it's worth the risk.
Brendan, you just said it. The airport is a benefit to Taney County, and I agree with that 100%, but I don't believe the airport is going to fall on its face
if
we don't enter into this agreement. I think the airport is going to continue, and hopefully,
and we're talking
as this
about,
gentleman said, will continue to grow in the future.
Here's the thing. We're talking about two completely different things.
I agree.
We're not talking about if the airport will fall on its face or not. I have no doubt that the airport will continue on because the people behind the airport have more money combined. They're not going to lose one of their 40 homes that they own because they lost $200,000 at the airport.
I agree.
It means nothing to them. I shouldn't say it means nothing, but it's very small. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of these statements. But my point is that has nothing to do with they're still businessmen or still looking from the standpoint of, hey, what can we do to attract airlines? And so it happens. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I disagree with it. We have a lot of different tools in place. Government in general has a lot of different tools in place to try and attract business. TIFs, SIDs, risk mitigation through the airports. There's all kinds of different things. You know, that was one of the big fight between what Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. They were both sitting there trying to, and so businesses would hop back and forth the state lines to get those benefits. So we're not talking about something that's not a known tool to attract business, which is airlines, which equates to butts in seats, which equates to people here spending money.
That's the whole point of this agreement. You know, the airport investor group has invested a substantial amount of money to make this airport work. And we're not going to continue to do it without the support of others in the community. I mean, we've put a lot of money into this.
How do we show support other than money?
This right here, this deal, this contract, which has been a great tool for us. It's gotten us to the table. I believe it's part of the reason why we have Frontier back. These funds weren't committed to that deal. It's why we have other conversations taking place right now with airlines about service in the future. And we need to have the tools, the community tools that other communities have. And us just getting up there by ourselves to risk mitigate some deal without the support and involvement of the rest of the people that benefit within the county, why would we do that?
Let me give you an example. Why would we
do that? Just because we can? I mean, you know, the service here benefits this community. It benefits the businesses here. It benefits the county. I mean, and the county benefits have been substantial. What we're asking for is minor pennies less than what the county has already received in economic benefit from us being there.
I'm going to answer the assessor's question. Tier 1 is made up. It's for $250,000. It is comprised of Taney County pledging $215,000 and Branson Airport $35,000. So if Tier 1 is on the front line, and if when it starts having to pay for the lost amount, Tier 1 pays up to those amounts. When those amounts are paid, then they decide, Branson Airport, if they're going to go on to Tier 2 if it stays operating. And Tier 2 is made up of Branson Lakes Tourism Community Enhancement District, the City of Hollister, Branson Area Chamber of Commerce, Taney County Partnership, and Branson Airport. So that's Tier 2. Now, Tier 3, as a private citizen or whoever would go in, businesses in town, Tier 3 would be your private one, like if I was going to do it as a private investor and they would only be out anything is if Tier 1 and Tier 2 was right. Through, went through all their money. So as a private